The Chief Director of State-Owned Enterprises at National Treasury, that's Ravej Rajlal, telling Parliament's Standing Committee on Appropriations that the funding allocation for SAA, the Department of Public Enterprises, informed the Treasury that the allocations made to SAA subsidiaries in the business rescue plan may change due to the expected restructuring of the airline when the interim board takes over. In the meantime, what we know is that 2.7 billion rand has been allocated to the subsidiaries. 1.6 billion will go to SAA Technical. 819 million will go to Mango Airlines, and Air Chefs are going to get 218 million. What does all this mean? We turn to aviation economist and researcher at the University of Johannesburg. That's Dr. Joachim Vermorten. Joachim, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, and hello to your listeners.
Good afternoon, of course. Thank you very much for the correction. Let's start with Mango Airlines, shall we? Because I suppose that is the one subsidiary that is more familiar with us. They've been allowed to fly when flights were allowed to be taken. And we know that a week ago, Airports Company South Africa had grounded them because of reportedly outstanding money and payment plans that Airports Company was not agreeable to. In a matter of hours, that was resolved and Mango Airlines is able to fly again. There are some questions around the ability to pay the salary wage bill for the month of May. This 819 million rand has come at the right time, has it not?
Well, it depends on from which side you look at it. You know, certainly it would assist Mango to continue activities, but those activities will just keep on making losses until Mango actually restructured or goes into business rescue, when it can be tailored to the present lower level of market demand. It operates 14 aircraft and it steadily builds up that capacity, which is just too large for the market at the moment. And they have to seriously reduce their scale of activities because they've got a lower income stream and they still pay all the lease costs. So eventually your cash will dry up and this 819 million will be gone.
And what, in your opinion, should be the activities that they reduce? The Cape Town Joburg route, I suppose, will always remain popular for any airline, correct? So they need to maintain that as much as possible. Which routes would you dispose of or let go if you were running Mango?
Well, it's an all-over problem that the demand for passenger traffic is substantially lower. It's estimated to be about 40% of the 2019 levels for the coming year. And it's only expected to return to the 2019 levels in 2023 at the earliest. So in the interim, you know, it actually affects all routes. Not all routes are being operated by airlines at the moment. But it's not only one route, it really affects all routes, and it has to be across-the-board cut, to be honest.
Will that even be more pressing once SAA decides to take to the airs again? We don't know what this new revamped, reimagined SAA is going to look like, what routes they will want to retain and continue operating. But will this call for Mango to be either under business rescue or at least to really review what operations they have at the moment, will be even more pressure, I imagine, when SAA comes on board again?
Oh, for sure. You know, as far as the domestic market is concerned, you'll have two state-owned companies or airlines operating in competition with each other, with basically an unlimited ability to spend money and, you know, conducting a price war against one another. You know, so that's really the worst outcome that one could imagine.
Let's talk about SAA Technical then for a moment. They offer an essential service, in my opinion, not only to SAA, but to the aviation industry in the country. And I know that Comair needed to find an alternative service provider given the challenges that SAA Technical was facing at some point. The cash injection of 1.6 billion rand, that's going to be important to them as well, right?
Yes, definitely. At least I've taken some steps to actually reduce their staff complement. They're actually reducing it by 60%, which will get him to about the 40%, which will match the aviation demand in the interim. So I think that sounds to be fairly sensible, and I think that is a technical is much more critical to the whole industry than you know, the government to actually compete with private sector and foreign airlines, or airlines that can actually offer the same services. So technical has a unique type of approach, and in my assessment, it should not form part of the SAA situation. It should really be a separately run entity with its own mission and its own ability to generate traffic or business from which airline it can actually get such business.
Why do you say that, Rahim? Are the woes of SAA impacting negatively on the ability for SAA Technical to do its work?
Yes, certainly. If your holding company is in cash squeeze, you know, how much of the money will actually go down to the subsidiary to actually perform or actually acquire systems and stock and that type of stuff that you really need for the subsidiary's business? In addition, you know, the subsidiary is then actually focused to support the holding company. So if something goes wrong there, you know, it doesn't stand, it doesn't have a large enough clientele to actually survive. Technical operations are not limited to the same ownership and control and bilateral agreement limitations like airlines are. So it really is a special type of business, and it can operate in any continent or any country as it seems to be, you know, get business.
And if SAA won't let it go, it should be able to function somewhat, right, with some level of autonomy and hopefully put in place mitigation factors against any tremors, if you like, from an unstable SAA at the moment.
Well, you know, just looking at the Zondo Commission, you know, what happened in SAA actually happened in the subsidiary as well, you know. So, you know, it doesn't, you know, there's a limit to where the technical operations or the subsidiaries can be isolated from what's going on at the holding company. So, you know, it's very clear that the evidence with regard to the happenings before the Zondo Commission has demonstrated that, you know, it was the same, that actually the same type of philosophies and ideology that was just carried through to the subsidiary.
Let's talk about air chefs for a second. Anyone who's flown between Joburg and Cape Town, Cape Town and Durban in recent while has not been served any food on board, and everybody has said we haven't missed it, quite frankly. So what pray tell will be the service of air chefs? I suppose we'll go back to international flights again and regional flights again, and that's really where they become valuable, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, business is business, so wherever you can get it. At the moment, there's very, very little international activities taking place. South Africa has been banned from most other countries in the world due to this new strain of COVID virus that actually has materialized. And so there's not a lot of business on the international side. There's some regional activities, but at the moment the COVID regulators have actually taken hold of control of what airlines are able to serve their clients, you know, and in a deregulated free economic market, that's a very difficult thing to sustain. The aviation market has actually grown as a result of free choice by, you know, the demand or the passengers and the offerings that can be given by the suppliers, the airlines. And to have regulatory intervention in that relationship from an operational perspective is really hurting, you know, both the airlines and the suppliers like airships as well.
It certainly is. Dr. Vermorten, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for your time this afternoon. Dr. Joachim Vermorten is an aviation economist and researcher at the University of Johannesburg. The chief director at the National Treasury, Ravesh Rajal, saying that if more funding is required by Mango beyond that 890 million rand, then that amount will have to be looked at from the existing 2.7 billion rand, which means SAA Technical will need to, part with a bit more money, with a bit less money, you know what I mean. They will need to give money to Mango. The same would go for Air Chefs. And given the challenges that those two subsidiaries are under at the moment, I don't expect that to be the case.